This is episode number 2336 of the Who Cares News for Monday, November 21st, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Well, I guess he grew tired of her salad, and it's likely that she was jealous that he looked better in women's clothing than she did. But I'm sure you're happy to know that Harry Styles and Olivia Wilde are no longer their two-year home-wrecking relationship has come to an end.
Two-year home-wrecking relationship. Well, you know, I get it. I mean, not only was there this huge age difference, but I kind of think that she was hanging on to him because he made her look cool. You know?
Yeah, because what else does she do?
Well, now nothing. I mean, she's not married anymore, you know? She can sit and eat her salad alone, I guess.
Maybe he's not happy with how the film turned out.
I don't think anybody's happy with how the film turned out. Certainly not. Look, it's already on HBO Max, so, you know, if you really want to see it, it's there for you.
It's there.
Yeah.
And that's all we'll tell you, because, you know, if you're going to watch it, it's at your own risk. Yeah.
Don't worry, darling.
So sources first told People on Friday that they were taking a break from their relationship.
Well, that's what you call a breakup. They were on a break.
And he's still touring, is now going abroad. She's focusing on her kids and her work in L.A., and it's a very amicable decision.
Well, he was here in L.A. like Monday night. He had a concert here. He was in performing Monday night last week. So maybe that's when they finally split things off, was while he was in town. It's like, I'm done. You wear prettier clothes than me.
There was a lot of drama. A lot of drama in the lead up to the, Don't Worry, Darling.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk a lot of drama in what the nanny had to say about her and Jason Sudeikis. That was dramatic, too.
That was dramatic. And there was that like a feud involving the co-star Florence Pugh.
What was that all about?
Well,
Shia LaBeouf, who got axed.
You add all these things up together, and it's just like, well, they're not living in fantasy land anymore.
Well, here's the deal. Had the movie been a blockbuster hit, everybody would be happy right now.
Of course.
Ain't nobody happy when the movie flops.
No.
Ain't nobody happy in this town when a movie flops.
No, because the fingers start pointing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I know, I get it. Like, her work is writing and directing now because she's too old to really, you know, be an actress. So if she wants to be an actress, I guess she has to produce her own movies. I guess that's what I'm saying. Read between the lines. So she still looks pretty good. I mean, I saw a picture of her on the red carpet at one of those award shows, fancy award shows.
She still looks pretty good. Well, it's only been two years.
She's 38. She's 38. I mean, you know.
She's still in her 30s.
She's in her late 30s.
Hello. Oh,
she's in her late 30s. You know who looks good in her late 30s? Carrie Underwood. That's who looks good. And I get to watch her every Sunday night on football.
Yes, and I hear you make everyone be quiet when it comes on.
I turn up the TV and I tell everybody, I shush everybody. Shush, shush, Carrie's coming on. You can be quiet for 90 seconds.
What would you do if your wife went and stood in front of the TV?
I would divorce her. I mean, people have divorced for less. So.
Yeah, that's
the
true.
The salad, come on now. She took her salad to Harry, and now she's got to eat her salad by herself. That's all I'm saying.
Who do you think left who?
Oh, I think Harry's like wised up. He's like, oh, wait a minute. I'm not even sure I like girls. I mean, I don't know. I mean, maybe everybody's fluid these days. What can I say?
Well, how old is he?
20-something.
And 29. He's tying himself down already?
Oh, already,
already had children. Harry. It's the Lily Tomlin, Jane Fonda, Rita Moreno, Sally Field, and Tom Brady road trip.
Wait, Tom Brady?
The road trip comedy you've been waiting for. 80 for Brady follows four friends, played by the quartet of living legends.
80 for Brady?
Yep.
Oh, my.
They live life to the fullest when they take a wild trip to the 2017 Super Bowl.
Oh, my God. This is the Golden Girls meet Tom Brady.
They're there to see their hero, Tom Brady, play. I always like Sally Field so much.
I do, too. I mean, but she hasn't had work in a while.
That's
this
true.
Is a problem when you are 80 years old in real life, Yeah. You have to play these roles. They're not going to give you the role of the professional, upwardly mobile, you know, person.
Well, that's true.
You're a retiree. You're a great grandmother. You're a lesbian now. Wasn't it like the Frankie and Grace was like about the two women who decided they liked each other?
Oh, yeah.
So you have all these discoveries, and apparently you like Tom Brady too.
Well, it's a stretch.
I find that hard to believe.
So where else are you going to find three Academy Award winning octogenarians and their Academy Award nominated buddy in a film?
Oh, in real life, right? Well, let's see. Jane Fonda and Sally Field and Rita Moreno, I know, have Oscars.
Yeah.
So it must be Lily Tomlin that's just nominated. She's just nominated.
It's like I Howard. Love that it's like Howard that. Wolowitz.
I know, right? He's just the engineer.
Lily Tomlin is Howard Wolowitz.
He's not a doctor. That's it. But you know, what's funny about that kind of thing is like. You know, you see these trailers, and that's Oscar-nominated, Oscar-award-winning. It's like, does that make the movie any better?
No, but that, they
this
always
sounds
refer
like
to
a
it
crap
like
movie with a bunch it's of 80-year-old women.
Well,
Tom Brady.
Okay, now hold on a second. Right. Hold on.
All right.
They've done plenty of older guy films.
Okay, I'll give you that.
Plenty of them.
The Michael Douglas, Morgan Freeman thing where they go to Vegas and he's marrying a...
There's that one. Okay. Jack Lemmon. They've done
old
Jack
guys.
Nicholson.
Grumpier Old Guys.
Yeah. Bucket List.
Okay, all right. Fair enough.
Oh, shoot, there's another one.
There's a bunch. So, yes, okay, it's time. Okay. Will people go see this?
Well, it doesn't matter. It's just, I think it's just cute that it's done.
All right.
They could have chosen
I'm
someone
sure
besides Tom Brady.
All shades of cute.
Anyway.
Comedy ensues, right?
80 and 80 for Brady is their age.
Okay. Sally we figured
Field
that one out.
Eats wings with Guy Fieri.
Oh, my.
And 80 for Brady. Oh my. It features cameos from Brady's former Patriots teammates.
Of course it does.
Rob Gronkowski, Danny Amendola.
Oh, God.
And Julia Edelman.
Oh, my God.
It comes out February 2023.
Just in time for the Super Bowl. Oops, I mean the big game. And they travel to see Tom Brady as a Patriot. Now, there's a stretch because he hasn't been a Patriot for a few years.
That's why it's a movie from 27 about the Super Bowl in 2017.
And if it has not been sanctioned by the NFL, they won't be able to wear their NFL uniforms.
Of
Did
course
you know
it's
that?
Been sanctioned.
Did you
by,
know that?
Yes, of course it's been. Why would they do it if they couldn't get it sanctioned? That'd be ridiculous.
I guess that's a good point. All right. Well,
ridiculous.
I'd like to say I can't wait to see this, but I think I can. 80 for Brady. With our apologies today to Bill Belichick and
Halle Berry. To Bill Belichick for nothing.
More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.